All right, a question on one of my favorite topics, which is AI tools. I know not everybody here is in love with AI tools like me, or sees the possibility, sees the optimism that's there. But I invite you to keep an open mind for this segment if you're willing to. And let me share this with you. So the questioner asked me, I have seen the power of ChatGPT and how it can be an ally in my business. And I could see how I could easily use ChatGPT to create 30 blog posts that are targeted to my ideal client and that's related to my work, so that I can have a blog really fast. Yes, indeed. ChatGPT makes writing blog posts, it cuts the time by at least half, if not, more than that. And you're wondering, the questioner is asking, what are the pluses and minuses of doing that? Is it worth it? So it's a good question. And I don't have a, well, okay. My simple answer is yes, getting more content onto your blog and on your website is helpful, especially if the blog posts are responding to a market want, to responding to a market want, meaning what audience want, what your ideal clients want to read. That's the bottom line, is the more content you have like that on your website, the better. The better for search engine optimization, the better for word of mouth, and the better for people checking out your services and go, wow, this is my person. I want to work with her. I want to work with them. So the question now is, well, ChatGPT can do that real fast. Why not do that? Okay, so my answer to this is, I use ChatGPT often for all kinds of things, like solving some logical issues in my head, like I don't know how to figure this out, right? I even emotional issues, I asked ChatGPT, I'm going through this thing, and I'm like, what are your thoughts? And it comes back very, very courteous and very wise oftentimes. Anyway, long story short, here I am going on my AI rant again. But on the blog writing thing, I do not use ChatGPT to write my blog post. Now, you might be surprised, because like, George, you're a content, you write a lot and you use ChatGPT a lot. What's wrong here? I use ChatGPT when I am when I am, I first use my own brain while I still have any left, right? Like, hello, dear humanity, before you use an AI creativity tool, first use your own brain. Do not lose the ability to do that, because humanity will more and more. Like, what's going to happen with ChatGPT blog posts? Let me just give you the context here. ChatGPT makes writing blog posts so easy. I mean, if you've never tried it, you will be astounded. Please write me a blog post about this topic for this type of ideal client reader. 2 seconds later, blog post. You can decide whether to use it or not, right? Because it's so easy, there will be more and more blogs that will sound the same. I have used ChatGPT so much that I can tell the language and the tone now of ChatGPT. When I see a blog post or a social media post, I'm like, that's ChatGPT. That's ChatGPT. So it's going to sound more and more the same. And we humans will develop an ear or an eye for that kind of blah language. It's kind of like we have developed an eye for stock photos. Do you know what I'm talking about? When you see advertisements and stock photos, how do you how do you know it's a stock photo and not a natural shot? You have, I mean, some things are harder to tell, but you can tell most of the time. How? The human brain's amazing. You're just able to become sensitive to that. And so we're going to become sensitive to ChatGPT-like language. A lot of teachers now are sensitive to student ChatGPT language, right? So what do I use ChatGPT for? I don't use it to write the blog post. I first brainstorm. Okay, I'm going to take, and I don't have to take a lot of time. I could just take 15 minutes per blog post to go, here's a topic I want. And by the way, if you can't think of topics, whenever you're stuck, whenever I'm stuck, that's when I say, maybe I should use ChatGPT now. If I'm really stuck with, I want to write to this type of client, and I know my skills. Of course, I know my skills. I know what I want to do. But what should I write about? I first spend 15 minutes. That's always my rule. First spend at least 5 minutes, if not 15 minutes. To say, well, let me brainstorm. Let me brainstorm the topics, and then fine. And then I can go to ChatGPT and says, hey, this is the kind of work I would love to do. This is the kind of client I would love to reach. Here are possible topics I would love to write about. Can you give me 10 more based on this information? And boom, within seconds, it'll give you 10 more. And then you could decide, oh, well, idea number three and idea number seven is pretty good. And you could tell it that. You could say, hey, out of your 10 ideas, I like three and seven the best. And here's why. And I really didn't like four and five. And here's why. You work with it like you work with a smart intern. And then you'll say, thank you for instructing me. Now I'm going to give you 10 more that are more in alignment with what you just instructed me. Great. You see, so ChatGPT can give you ideas forever as long as you keep instructing it, as long as you keep guiding it like an intern. And then when you're writing the blog post, when I'm writing the blog post, same process. I first take 15 minutes at least to say, well, let me just write what I can first until I get to a stuck point, until I'm stuck. And then when I'm stuck, well, I have a choice. I can either go for a walk and come back and try to continue using my brain. It's good exercise. Or, you know, I'm running out of time. I scheduled an hour to and I want to keep to the schedule. Good. Well, then ChatGPT can help me flesh the rest of it out. Hey, ChatGPT, here's my top. Here's who I am, what kind of work I love doing. Here's my ideal type of client. Here's the blog post I've written thus far, the draft. And then you can ask what you want. Because what I usually ask is, hey, can you give me 10 ideas that I might want to also address in this blog post, but do not write it for me? I always instruct it, do not write it for me, because I don't want to get too tempted to copy and paste and become vanilla ChatGPT language, right? So I said, do not write it for me. Just give me 10 ideas of what other 10 points might I say in a blog post like this? I've given you the draft thus far. And then boom, within seconds, here, 10 more ideas. And oh, I like idea number, you know, four and idea number nine. Okay. All right. Well, then I go back to my own human brain to let me write it out. Some people, like I said, they just give it a draft and say, all right, ChatGPT, I've gotten a couple bullet points here. Go ahead and write it for me. And, you know, write it for this type of person with this type of tone. Go. Seconds later, there's ChatGPT's draft. And then they go and massage it into their own voice more. So that's another way of doing it. I don't like it's. I have a harder time with that because I'm too tempted to keep much of what it gives me. But you just have to remember, ChatGPT is not some authoritative, this is the right way of blogging or writing or whatever. No. It's the average. It's the above average of the internet, right? It takes all the internet and it takes the patterns on the internet and go, well, a blog post like you've given me probably sounds like this and talks about this, you know, so it's quite average at the end of it. You'll notice, especially as a specialist, you'll notice that, you know, like, for example, whenever I ask ChatGPT, hey, can you give me a marketing plan for this or, you know, teach me about joyful productivity? And what it comes out, I'm like, yeah, that's pretty average. Thankfully, I still have a job. George Cal can still come up with something better than this. So as a specialist, you will use it to help you expand your ideas and maybe to edit too, because that a lot of people use it for that. They finish with a draft, they plug in the ChatGPT and say, hey, do you see any gaping holes here or any grammatical changes I should make? Give me a table. Give me in table format, this sentence or this paragraph should be changed to this. Go. And then they'll do that. So I think that's enough. I hope this is helpful. Yeah. And if you want more, a lot more of this deep dive and practice, I have a whole ChatGPT course, so you can check it out. GeorgeCal.com/AI. All right. Okay. Thanks.